Rashi in the Mishnah Pevov and Aleph. Pshit Tameya. The Yom Hashlishi Katad Lo Misrucha Shich Bezera. The Shich Bezera has not rotted. Really, Leighton is still, it still has the potential of producing a child. Leos Vlad Noitzer Hemeno. It still theoretically has the possibility of it being absorbed by the woman and producing a child. Karina Shichva Zera, which Haroi Lahazriya. So the definition of Shichva Zera has to be something which is fit to create its seed. It has the potential of making something. So Beyam Ashlisha or the Gimel Yamim. Because it says here, Yur Khanarim Shloshis Yamim. It's a Hikbir Hakosabal Tumas Keri Mountain Torah. The Tumah of Keri was not acceptable, was not accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah. So you want to apply yourself to be Tohar. Now, because Sover is the gears on the side. Im Yom HaPrisha Ka'omar. So it says the 3 days includes the day that they separated. The Begidala B'Shabbos, Pirshu Minisho Sehen, Minisho Sehen. Kibbutz Har B'Shabbos. Sherevi, Lo Isim Shishim Shu Mitoseim, Brevi Lifnei HaPrisha. So by the time it came to Shabbos morning, so the Prisha started Dalad in the morning. So if somebody was Mishamash Mitoseim on the night of the 4th, so then you have the day of the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the night of Shabbos, and that would be three full days. And therefore v'tavlu leli Shabbos, and then they would go to the mikvah on Shabbos. V'lechos ha'kosev im yiflutu shich b'Shabbos, and even if they later on would release any of the zera out on Shabbos day, it wouldn't be a problem. The masrach v'eno shich v'zera haroi lahazriya. It's no longer fit to. It doesn't have the halacha of shich v'zera anymore. I've been pulled to erev Shabbos b'shlishi t'meius l'kachi frishan shlosh yomim, but had she released this zera on Friday, she'd still be t'meius. So they had us. The priest had to start on Yom Revi because if you need 3 days for this change to take place, had the priest not started on Yom Revi, when it comes Shabbos morning, she still would be potentially t'meius.
So I'm not quite following. So in other words, so let's say that she started Wednesday, and then so Friday the third day, you know, some of the Shia, let's say, she sees something.
Right. So that would still be a problem. The more is going to say that the Mishnah holds that version was not makan on the full yard. So she could go to the mikvah Shabbos morning, and that would be fine. So the tumah is removed. You only have a problem with Tfil Yom. The person went to mikvah that day. That the Torah was given to Tfil Yom. That wasn't a problem. So the only issue is actual tumah. But actual tumah doesn't help me if she goes to the mikvah and then an hour later she's part of the Shechel Bezera and she comes to me again.
Right.
So the point was to get her to a point where the plita would no longer be to me. We'll see more and more about it. The more is going to make it. I'm not sure exactly. Rashi, I think, seems to make it more complicated than.
It seems like there are conflicting sources here. I mean, on the one hand, Rashi explains it as sort of a scientific thing, or as the ability for the Zera to.
Okay.
You know, sort of flawed, right? So, but on the other hand, the Pesukim, right? And so let's say you're a scientist now who say, you know what, we tell you it's 2 days, it's 5, whatever it is, it's different.
Wouldn't change it. We'll see only more. The more he'll learn more about it, let's see. It's all based on Pesukim, but the Pesukim are going to touch up this halacha of what's called Roy Lahazriya, and the more we'll have a machlokes, what is Roy Lahazriya based on the Pesukim? which was one of those machlokesim, which usually the way you answer the type of machlokesim is if you have three different opinions in the Gemara, how long it takes to be brought to Mazria, like you tell me physical reality, which one is it? The answer is that there's different levels of physical reality. So it's 0.5%, is that enough to be called Roel Hazria? Is it 0.7? Is it 0.8? You know, so that's where you have your machlokes, you know. And the more discuss it, it's, we'll see. Okay.
And I remember, so when Rashi says that well, it's because it's Roel Hazria, explain, like, the reason, but it's sort of like, not necessarily, not necessarily the case that's the real reason.
Like no, that is the real reason. But in other words, there is the halacha to understand. It's not exeris akasiv. I mean, everything is exeris akasiv. All tumas exeris akasiv, right? But same with the we're deriving from sukkim. What exactly when the Torah required Roel Hazria, what was the definition of Roel Hazria? But it wasn't just 7 days, you know. Because why? Because it was. This is the concept of Roel Hazria. But the more is enough from Sukkim. What is called Roel Hazria? I'm sure Mechitzim Daf Yam Gimel Masukin Hu. And day three is also still considered Sakana by the Mila. The pasuk by Shechem. Compares the act of anointing to the act of drinking. When we learned Yuma, we discussed them. The Tosfos discusses that in regards to the Shach and the Gra talk about the issue. So, is there a prohibition of using non-kosher soap or non-kosher oils on the skin because Sichas Kishtiya? So the Shach says no, Tosfos says yes, the Gra passes like Tosfos, that's a problem. You can't use non kosher soap in your body because it's Sichas Kishtiya.
Do we go that way?
You have to ask your rabbi.
I am, actually.
It's the minig or elam is like the Shach, it's a pillar machmer. It's a pillar machmer.
Because, I mean, most soap, I mean, like,
a lot of, well, some soaps are really a problem because they're both busted with cholov issues. Now that's nobody has mattered.
Really?
But some of the fancier like shampoos and stuff like that. There's glycerins in them, different types, and there's also the, you know, lactose. There's you look at some of the ingredients. It's a problem.
And
some of the
fancy.
What?
And there's bishul.
You don't derisa.
It's just, it is absorbed. Things do get absorbed.
Right, but the minigram is like the shach that it's mutter. There's people are machmer on it. The minigram is like the shach. Okay, so then we're reisha to look for Belozer ben Azaria, sefer for Belozer ben Azaria. The more later on in the 19th parak, the more points out that this statement over there, Yom Gimel, is actually quoted from Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So the case number two in the Mishnah, Mechitzim as a Mila, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria talking. And case number one is, does not call it Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that the more brings a brice later on, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says that a poletus on day three is Tahara, not Tamei. So that's funny that the first statement should be specifically not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and the second statement is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. The Kribbalah of Benazaria, Tahara Shaman Alev. Okay, so he holds Tahara. Now the Moor says that there's machlokas in Perka Mafkan and Bobansiya, whether the machlokas Amaroyim, whether it's acceptable for the Tana to write two back to back halachas, which are not really, don't have to be connected to each other, but they have it to two different Tanoim, you know, specifically that one, you know, can't fit with the other, halacha, you know, there has to be different Tanoim, without mentioning their names back to back in the Mishnah. Will the Tana do that? So one Madama the Morbiter says yes. One says no. So the Morbiter says, Mandala Muki Kitanoi, the Amara, which says we won't understand the Mishnah like two conflicting Tanoim back to back. So Tani Reisha Tahara, he'll have to change the mission and say that our mission says Tameya, it has to be that it's Tahara. That's the correct gear. So, Mukula Lakula Kribalazim and Azariah. Therefore, both points of the mission will go like Kribalazim and Azariah. Oman the Mukim Kitanoi, the one over there says in Bamatziah that it's okay for the Tana to write two things which are two conflicting Tanoim back to back without saying their names. So, he'll say Reisha Rabbanan and Besefer Kribalazim and Azariah. So, he'll say that's acceptable. Okay, then the Moor's going to bring the Brisa. Let's see Rashi. Reisha the Masnisa and Loki Blazim and Azariah. The Reisha does not call Loki Blazim and Azariah. The Elo, the Didei, Shemin and Lei, Pletish B'yam Shlishi, Hashlishi is Tahara, Lam Kuam and Mavaisa. The Blazim and Azariah hold that Pletish B'yam Shlishi is Tahara. Save it, the Dona Machitzim is a Milo, that you're, it's still a Sakon on day three, and you're allowed to wash the Milo. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, dehu omer lo lekamon beperek Rabbi Eliezer, in Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is the one who said that point. So mandala muki ketanoi, the dochik umuki masnisin betray tam. He'd rather say that his choice would rather be it's the same tana, and the cases are different in some way. There's trey tami two reasons. By Meshabash law, Mefarish law, he'll change the gears in the Mishnah and say it's a mistake and have to correct it. All of this, the Lukmi Kitanoi, in order not to say that we have two conflicting opinions back to back, therefore he will be Meshabash law, he will say it's a mistake. But Omer Meshabeshtahi, Matani Batahara, it was a mistake in the gears and the correct gears is Tahara. So that opinion over there will have to learn over here Tahara. He preferred to say, instead of saying there's a mistake in the girsa, he'd rather say it is too conflicting to Noi. Or better to say it's talking about two distinct cases when there's no indication like that in the Mishnah. So according to that opinion, so this case over here also it's like it's two. Yeah, the first opinion is like the Rabbanan, the second opinion is like the Rabbanan, Azariah. Put the Ibn HaMafkid, Gabi Chavis, Dabar Berechon, Mandam Targum Li Chavis, Alibi Tachat Tana, Mavil Nolei Mani Lebe Mesusa. Rabbi Berechon says that if there's somebody who could explain to me the Mishnah of over there, the case of the Chavis, according to the ratio and the shape should fit according to one Tana, I will be Mashamish and I will carry his clothing to the base of Merchitz for him. I will be his avid. There's no way, I cannot figure out how this mission should feel like one time. And therefore, Muki Reshik Rishmol will say for Rabbi Kiva, the only way to send the mission is that the first case of the mission is Rishmol and Rabbi Kiva. And Rishmol and Rabbi Kiva actually argue. And the Rishon say, we're arguing, which is very very uncommon. You have the same Mishnah with an indication that the Rishon and the Sefer are arguing about what's considered sufficient act of the issue over there is Shlichus Yad. At one point in time, is a person over the Loch of Shalech Yad, and when he's fulfilled his responsibility, Shalech Yad is a Shermer who's taken possession of the item for himself, used the item for himself. At what point in time does he consider that he stopped the Shlichus Yad? He's returned it back to its original status of just being a pikadon. That's the discussion over in the Mishnah. What steps does he have to do? Are there any steps he can do? And therefore, and it's significant because the loch of the shomer is shalech. Yeah, the shomer uses it for himself, and then an oinus happens. So he shomer chinam or shomer sechar potter oinus, but a person shalech yad is chayav an oinus. So the case over there was he took the chavos for himself, did something with it, then he put it back. Is that sufficient to say he loses his status of Shalif Yad and then when this happened he'd be potter? So the Reish and the Sefer, there's a steer between the Reish and the Sefer. So the answer is, well, it's two different Tanoi. The Reish is a Rishmol, the Sefer is a Bekiva. Nabi Habi Boy, Habi Motzluk, me betray Tami, Bechatana. Vika the Muki law, Hosam Bechatana. Muki Sefer, Beshenicha, Lemakam, Shena Makoma. The Mishnah says he put it down. She says, no problem. The Reish is putting down means he put it back at its original place. Sefer says he put it down a different place. Now he uses the exact same word, b'shehinicha. So he says it means different things than the Reish and the Sefer. Reish says, no, that's not what it means. So the other Amara argue, I think it's Lazar argues, says that no problem, it's a problem. Reisha is Yimichab and Kaima. Sechab, you put it back to the original spot. So that's called Hashava, and now it's no longer Shlichus Yad. The same as you put it somewhere else. So that's that, and that's not called Hashava. But this uses the same word. So Rechab would prefer not to say that. He'd rather say it's two Tanoim. And the other opinion says, I'd rather say that it's one Tana. And the word is being used differently in sort of back to back. So that's the machlokas over there. So the same idea would apply over here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Palat the Shechem Azara B'yom HaShlishi is Tahara Dibri Rebbe Loza Ben Azariah. So the Brisa says that the person, a woman who's had relations with her husband, and then the Zara comes out, so the Torah, there's a pasuk says that a woman becomes Tamei. Again, it's not an issue of permitted to her husband, it's a question of she's Tamei regardless to Shuma, Kashim, etc. So if a woman releases this Shechem Azara, which comes out, even if it comes out on day three, she's ready to Tahara. An oina is a half of a day, like you have by the lochos of vestas by neither. So the same phrase uses over here. So the word sometimes it can be the din of tuma will take four oinus to make her tahara. Sometimes it'll be five, sometimes it'll be six. We'll see in Rashi how it explains that. Rabbi Kiva Amar Loilam, hey, it's always five. Five full oinus of time for her to become tahara, which means 2.5 days. But when Yitzhasa mixes oinah rishonah, Nesan Law mixes oinah shishis. You don't count a partial oinah according to Rabbi Kiva. So it has to be maybe 60 hours of time. So if they had relations into part of the oina number one, you'd have to, corresponding to that, you'd have to wait into that much more time into the sixth oina to get your full 60 hours. Let's see Rashi. For Yom HaShlishi, keep going. For example, Shishimsha Behe, she had relations on the fifth day of the week. Upal Tashik was there b'Shabbos. So Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says that it's the third day, and partial days are sufficient. So Loishno Shimsha Tchilas Leil Chamishi, it will make a difference if she had the relations at the beginning of the night of Chamishi, which would be, let's say, Wednesday. That's Wednesday night. So she had relations right at the beginning of Wednesday night. And so then you have all of Wednesday night, all of Thursday, all of Thursday night, all of Friday, and then when it comes Shabbos, it's day three. The ishtoy dalat oinus shlemus. There's been four full oinus, four full night day. Leil hay, the night of hay vehay leil vav uvav. You have the night of vav and vav. So that's. That's one possible example of Yom Shlishi. Lo yishna shim shal yom hei im chashecha, or according to Blossom and Azariah, even if she had relations at the end of Yom Hei, right, on Thursday, right before sunset, lo yishto ye'ela mixes hei, she only had part of hei, v'leil vav uvav, v'leik ela beiz oinah shlemis, she only have two oinah shlemis. Oinah is oyom or laila, and oinah is either a day or a night. So Kurt was on Azariah, it's day three, it's to her. Rishwal Amr Pamam Shahim Dalit, Pamam Shahim Hey, Pamam Shahim Bhav. Okay. So Bolach Lakalamar the Palatas Begimal the Shimushas Tamea. So first of all he argues on Lazam Azariah in 2 points. A, that in one point. He says that it's not day three is Tamea, day four is to her. So if you figure out day four, so day four could be, but he agrees to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah that a partial day is sufficient. It's possible if she would have relations on Yom Revi'i right before Shkia. So then you have all of
of Yom Hei, night and day, Yom Vav, night and day, come Shabbos, right? It's part of Yom Revi, so that come Shabbos, it's day four. You have the end of Yom Revi that lasts the hour, half an hour of Yom Revi, all of Hei, all of Vav, Shabbos is day four. She had relations lasting at the night of Revi, so you have all of day Revi. That's one Aina. Then you have two for Yom Hei, two for Yom Vav, so that's five Ainas. So come Shabbos, it's going to be Tahara. It's day four. She had relations the night of Revi, right from the beginning of the night of Revi. So you have all of that Aina, the night of Revi, the day of Revi, the night of Chamishi, the day of Chamishi, the night of Shishi, the day of Shishi. That's six Ainas. Come Shabbos, it's the fourth day and she's Tahara. So that's your four, five, or six. I agree with you, the mixes of Yom Kikuloi. A partial day is sufficient. It's the issue of days, not the amount of oil. So, Pam Shem Dalad on this, although sometimes be four. Shlem is four full oinas. For example, Shem 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 Dalad B'Shabbos Im Chashecha, on day Revi, right before sunset. So you count part of the day of Revi, so that's day one. But in regards to the oinus, it's only four oinus really, because it's right. So it's the night day. Come Shabbos, she's Tahara. Right at the beginning of the day part of day four. So she right at the beginning of the night of four, then you have night of four, day of four, and etc. And it gives you six oinus till she comes to her. Rabbi Kiva says Nazal mixes oinus vav. Rabbi Kiva says it's five oinus, and then it's partial is not sufficient. Lahashlim. So if she had relations into the first oino, you'd have to correspond to that. Add on from day from oino number six, correspondingly. The hashlem had to complete the five oinos. So that's the three opinions. The Morse says, where are they coming from? Morse says like this. So the Morse says either the Tamidim said to Rapapa, or Rapapa said to Rava. So they have the following question. Bishtama Rabbalazim and Azariah is Kirabonan, the Rabbehei Ovid Prisha. We're going to bring this Machlokes later on in the Braisa. The source of all of this is Matan Torah. Matan Torah, everybody agrees, took place on Shabbos. Okay, the question was, at what point in time did the Prisha start? So, Rashi, and Morris says later on that they went to the mikvah the night of Shabbos. Like the Morris says, we don't want to have a situation where everybody's going out to Mount Torah and this poor lady has to run to the mikvah right then. So they went to, there was enough. Again, the Torah was given to Tula Yom, the Gemara says. So the fact that she went to the Gabi Truma, a person is a politician, a person that has carry, he goes to the mikvah, whether it's night or day, till the sunset, he's called Tula Yom. So going to mikvah the night of Shabbos, on Shabbos, would give her status of a Tula Yom until sunset after Shabbos. But that was okay. That wasn't a problem. So Tula Yom was acceptable for Matan Torah. And they went to mikvah the night of Shabbos. The question is, when did the prisha start? So if you start on hay, means the prisha started, Moshe told them on day hay, and they started their parish on day hay. So you have part of hay, you have vav, and you have part of the night of Shabbos is going to be day three. She goes to the mikvah, she's okay. So that's the laws of Nazariah. It says the prisha started on the day of hay. Shabbat and Damri behei Ovid Prisha. Rishmol holds Rabbi Yossi Damri Bedalad Ovid Prisha. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, they started the Prisha on day four, but also it was told to them on day four in the morning. So you have part of four, that's day one, 5 and 6 is days 2 and 3, and came Shabbos is day 4, and so Shmuel says 3 days, a partial day counts, but you need 3 days, and the day 4 is when she's tahar. So the Mor says, we understand the first two opinions. El Rabbi Kiva kemat, but who does Rabbi Kiva go like? Okay. Mor says, La'olam, it's true Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi that, that the Prisha started on day Dalet. The Kedamah Rav Adah Bar Ahava, Moshe Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yorad, he went up the first thing in the morning, and he came down first thing in the mornings also. So he went up in the morning, and we come down the next morning, first thing in the morning. He went up Bashkama. Bashkama Yara Dukhsib, Lech Raid, go down. Well, Lisa Toba Reni Moch. So it mentioned the same pasuk going down and going up. Maka Shirida Laliyah. So we equate Yirida to Aliyah. Ma Aliyah Bashkama. But Yirida Bashkama. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them first thing in the morning on the morning of Revi. So you have all of the day of Revi, and you have Hay and Vav. So that's 5 Oynas. And came Shabbos. She went to the mikvah. So you see 5 full Oynas, Dr. Bekiva. Now, there is an opinion that says that Moshe did not come down Bahashkama. He went up Bahashkama, he came down, I don't know when he came down. So, we don't have 5 full oynas. So, that's how Rabbi Shmuel understands it. That sometime during day Revi, he told them, so you have part of Revi, and you have, and you don't have 5 full oynas, you get to Shabbos, and that's okay, because a partial day counts. So you have Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, and Shabbos already is okay. But Rabbi Kiva says that he told them first thing in the morning, first thing in the morning adds up to be 5 full oynas. The Mor says, Lomali the memory luhu. So why was it necessary for Rabbi Kiva to tell them first thing in the morning not to have relations on that day because it would be a problem? They don't have relations by day. So he would have told them later on the day it would be okay also. Because they're not going to have relations during the day anyway, so you're guaranteed not to have relations during the day. Mor says, no. Ha'amarava, im ha'ya bayis ofel mutif. The house is darkened, it's a dark house, it's permitted. It's not permitted in a place which is light, but in a place which is dark, it's permitted. Ba'amarava, v'tem rapapa, tamachokam ma'apil batalisa yomutir. And tamachokam is allowed to rely on that, he's allowed to darken it with a talus, which means they can do it under, different shelter means, you know, but they do it in a way which is darkened, and that's sufficient. So it's possible that he had to tell them, don't do this by day, because day really would, theoretically would be acceptable. But Tula Yom, they know the Mor says, but after everything is said and done, it comes up to their Tula Yom. In other words, theoretically, they should have started the, if you want to give it to a person who's totally tor, they should be going to the mikvah on Vav. When the sun set above, they should come to her. Right? If you need so many oynas, the preacher should have started either according to the Rabbanan on day Dalet, according to the Rishi, on day Gimel. And then I'll give you that they can go to the mikvah, so that day 4 is Friday, and then you'll go to the mikvah on Friday, and come Shabbos, you'll be tor. But the way we're doing it, they were full yom. They went to the mikvah that day. So, Abaye bar Avin, Rav Huna Chanina bar Avin, Damei Tavayo, Nitna Torah, the Tzvul Yom. The Torah was given to people which are Tzvul Yom, and that was acceptable. As long as they went to Mikvah that day, that was acceptable. So, Amalei Ravina, the Meremar, Nitna Kam, no, sorry, Yosef Meremar, Vakamar Lo Lahashmaita. So, Meremar was saying over this whole conversation, etc. Ravina Lemeremar, Ravina answered Meremar, Nitna Kamarta or Ruya Kamarta? Was it actually given to people which were Tzvul Yom, or means that the even if it would come out to be, it would be okay, but not that necessarily exactly that was the situation. Did Kleisel need to come on to this issue? So he says, Amalei Ruya Kamina. it was right to give it, but it didn't have to be. At the end, nobody had this issue. Okay, let's see Rashi. So they said over this following question.
Was he just asking like sort of historical curiosity?
I am not sure what the question was. Okay. Sure, what the problem is.
So the
Torah set up the situation halachically. It's acceptable. The Bereshit made sure that nobody had this issue at the end. That's the Bereshit's business. I mean, said halacha was acceptable. That's where our source is from halacha. He's telling you historically that no woman was parlate. That doesn't. But had she been, it would be okay. But halachically, it was acceptable. Is something bothering you?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the problem is.
It's not the determining factor, as I'm understanding this. Kavitsa is not the determining factor. The determining factor is the possibility of
Kavitsa. No. If a woman's not parlor, she's Tahara. The woman who releases Shikhwazera becomes Tameya.
Right. So if we're going to say, but Hashem made it such that it's once in an issue, we could shorten the time period considerably.
The Torah set up halacha because the Torah deals with human beings, and they have a responsibility to deal with it. And set it up in the way they're supposed to set it up. So that you can't have relations with a woman because you're setting up this woman for having a problem. Oh, God's Klal Yisrael is okay, and your wife, it can't go. So you can't have relations with your wife. Well, I'll rely on an ace. You can't rely on an ace. You have to make sure you can't set your wife up for that situation. So it's a chiyah prisha. You have to stay away from your wife. For the men, it's great. Men, they only have two of that day. You know, so I don't care about my wife. Let her stay home. You know, no, you take care of your wife. Now, the Bereshit was nice that no woman had the problem. Okay, you know, nobody even had the problem on the day before. But okay, that's a different issue. But you have a responsibility halachically to set up. The Torah said you have to parish your wife, so your wife could also go to the to come to Kabbalah Satara.
So what he's saying is that,
but no woman was part of the Maisa.
No one actually had to go to the mikvah that late.
Right.
So
we're not getting rushes in today. Anyway, yeah. Correct. Because theoretically, they can go to mikvah right away after they have relations. The day of relationship, a woman, person becomes to mayor.
Okay, so
man and woman.
This is the first time that we're introducing an idea that
you can go to mikvah as soon as you want.
A moment ago, we just said that everyone went to mikvah Friday night.
Well, that was the idea was you could wait because that's you don't have to wait.
But a minute ago, we said that's what they did. Now, what was the mindset?
That I don't know. I don't know what the Maisa was. He's saying the Maisa wasn't like that. But the calculations are all based on the idea you're going to wait till the end and then go to the Mikvah to the end, because that's the most logical thing to do. But, I mean, again, you remember, you don't come to Tmei L'mafreya. So let's say a woman wants to touch Truma. She goes to the Mikvah, she touches Truma. An hour later she's parlor, she becomes Tmei again. So, I mean, you could theoretically go, there's no reason to wait, you know. That's not 100% correct. You go to the mikvah and then you have to, Meister, you can touch right away. Truma, you have to wait till the sun sets. So she goes to the mikvah, the sun sets, she can eat Truma.
Meister Sheni,
Tzvuyam is accepted. Truma, you have to wait till sunset. Meister is not in Tuma. It's not in Tuma, Meister Rishon. Meister Rishon, you can eat Tome. Meister Sheni, you can't. Meister Sheni, you can't eat the Tuma. I didn't write the book, buddy. I, you know.